If you're going to be an effective manager, then you need to realise that you can't do all of the work yourself. To get the results you desire and to be productive, you're going to have to get results through others. And this is where delegation comes into play. Did you know that there are 7 ways to delegate work? Start using these 7 methods and you will get a lot more motivation, productivity and indeed work from your staff. So let's go over them. But before I do, it's important to note that delegation isn't just a matter of telling someone else what to do. There's a wide range of varying freedom that you can give the person to whom you are delegating tasks. The more experienced and reliable they are, then the more freedom you can give them. The more critical a task is, then the more cautious you need to be about extending a lot of freedom, especially if your job or reputation depends on getting a good result. So take care to choose the most appropriate style for each situation. Let's take a closer look at the 7 ways to delegate tasks. The first way is the do exactly what I say approach. With this, there is little delegation at all. Your member of staff is just acting out your instructions. The next approach is look into this and tell me what you come up with. I'll then decide what to do. This is asking for investigation and analysis, but with no recommendation, as you will be making the final decision. The third way to delegate tasks is give me your recommendation and the other options with the pros and cons of each. I'll let you know whether you can go ahead. This asks for analysis as well as recommendations, but you'll check their thinking before giving the go-ahead. The next way is decide and let me know your decision, but wait for my go-ahead. With this approach, the other person needs your approval to go ahead, but is trusted to judge the relative options for themselves. Number 5. Decide and let me know your decision, then go ahead, unless I say not to. With this delegation approach, the other person begins to control the action. This subtle increase in responsibility can save both you and them a lot of time. Next is decide and take action, but let me know what you did. Now this saves even more time for you. You're putting your trust into someone to research and take action, but you're asking them to let you know what they did, which allows you to make a quick response to a wrong decision, which the final approach does not allow, which is decide and take action. You don't need to check back with me. Now, this is the most freedom that you can give to anyone. And it requires you to have a lot of confidence in the other person and needs good controls to ensure that any mistakes are flagged. So there you have it. Remember, next time you need to delegate work, think about which one of the 7 methods you can use. By using the right approach, you'll be able to get more done more quickly and with more motivation.